Bradford West Gwillimbury residents can expect to go to the polls at least twice in 2022. While the Ontario provincial election is set for June 2, municipal elections across the province take place October 24. Bradford West Gwillimbury councillors got a preview of some of the changes set for the October election and what that will mean for their constituents. The nomination period for citizens looking to take a seat at the council table begins May 2, similar to the 2018 election. Different this year is Nomination Day, which has been moved from the fourth Friday in July to the third Friday in August. Anyone looking to have their name on the municipal ballot must have the appropriate paperwork submitted by August 19 at 2 p.m. The lame duck period many councils face at the end of a term has been shortened, as the next council will begin sitting as early as November 15, approximately 2 weeks earlier than the previous December 1 date. The composition of council could be different as well, as this will be the first contested under the new ward boundaries approved in June 2021. Residents will get to choose their councillors through telephone and internet voting once again. The voting period will run from October 14 at 10 a.m. through October 24 at 8 p.m. The reliance on technology throughout the COVID-19 pandemic could make the voting process that much smoother for more residents, Cown. Ron Orr argued, I think COVID has brought more people into the IT realm, and I think a lot more people are used to the internet, he said. We had some issues last time with people, but I think it's going to be a lot easier for most people to go this route. Two voter help centers will be opened during the voting period. One will be located at the Zima Room of the Bradford West Gwillimbury Library and Cultural Center on Saturday, October 15 and 22 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday, October 18 through Thursday, October 20 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Monday, October 24 from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The second voter help center will be at the town's administration office at 100 Deset Street, during regular business hours, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., closed weekends, from October 17 to October 24. Family members are allowed to assist voters with language barriers and other needs at the voter help centers, confirmed Tara Reynolds, deputy clerk. As well, mobile voter help centers that were set up in institutional and multi-residential buildings during the 2018 election will return for 2022. Details on dates, times and locations will be confirmed closer to the voting period. With that kind of assistance being provided by the clerk's office to those looking to cast their ballot in the municipal election, there should be no reason why our residents can't get out and vote, said Deputy Mayor James LeDuc. To ensure you are on the voters list, go to voterlookup.ca. Further information for residents and potential candidates will be available at www.townofbwg.com/election.